What should high school seniors be expected to master before they're allowed to graduate? Lawmakers on the legislature's Education and Cultural Affairs Committee heard public testimony on a proposal aimed at proficiency-based diplomas, which will be required as of 2017. Under current law, students must show they've mastered the material in mathematics, English, language arts, science, and technology, and other five subject areas that make up the state learning standards. Some districts have already gotten there, but many others are struggling to get up to speed. As Jay Field reports, supporters of one bill under consideration say it would create a more flexible system to help all high schools get there more quickly.
The measure, sponsored by Victoria Cornfield, a Democratic state representative from Bangor, has strong supporters and vehement opponents. In part, that's because the bill proposes a key change to what students need to do to earn a proficiency-based diploma. Under the measure, students would still need to prove that they studied math, English, and science and technology in each year of high school, but the bill would only require students to show proficiency in two of the eight content areas that make up the state learning results.
We believe this bill would also significantly reduce the academic rigor currently required for graduation in Maine.
David Ruff runs the Great Schools Partnership. The group has supported the push towards proficiency-based education in Maine.
At a time when the learning needs for success in careers in college are increasingly rigorous and clear, it makes little sense to reduce learning expectations to two areas of the main learning results.
I would encourage you all to ask five superintendents or five teachers, what does proficiency-based mean? You will probably get five different answers to that question.
John Kaczynski is with the Maine Education Association. Districts, the union notes, are all over the map as they try to move towards proficiency-based diplomas, with little consistent guidance from Augusta and not enough financial support. Kaczynski and the MEA say bills like Cornfield's offer a better alternative.
In front of you today are multiple pathways to hopefully fix this proficiency-based system and get it on a better path.
Cornfield's measure and others that would tweak Maine's approach to proficiency-based education and high school diplomas will now move to work sessions before the Education Committee. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.